Well, I wasn't pleased with the last audio booth, so I've decided to do it again. And I was just talking in the last audio booth about the one that I deleted, that is, about how busy I was last week. It was quite hectic. There was a lot of photography and a lot of driving about and a lot of visiting people. So it's just nice to get to the weekend and relax a bit, and hopefully next week won't be quite as hectic. I've got a shed load of black and white film that needs processing. There's rolls and rolls and rolls of 120 FP4 that I haven't developed yet. So that's a project for next week. Because I want to try and get as much of that process as I possibly can, because I'll probably be shooting even more during the summer, so I need to get it out of the way so I can have yet another shelf with a whole lot of unprocessed filmed on this time next year. So I've got to sort that out. So that's a job for next week. And it's film that was the reason why I decided to do this audio boo, because on a number of the photo blogs this week, it was rather interesting to hear, or read, I should say, the photographers who have decided to return to using film again. They've started shooting film after a number of years of just being digital photographers. And I find this rather interesting because I've never actually stopped shooting film. I've always had a love for both formats, both the digital and the film. So it's rather interesting to see another perspective of a photographer who got to a point where they thought, digital's arrived, I don't need film anymore, which seemed as though a few years ago was the attitude that a lot of photographers took. I won't say all photographers, because there are still an awful lot of photographers who take images using film, but there seemed as though there was this attitude out there that some photographers had, that digital was going to stamp all over film and stamp it right into the mud, right into the dirt. And it didn't really happen. I think a lot of the people sort of thought that film would no longer be commercially viable, and I think they've been proved wrong. I think film still is commercially viable, just not the variety of film anymore. A lot of the brands that weren't selling particularly well have gone by the way, and those brands that do still sell strong, like Ilford FP4 and Ilford HP5, still seem as though they're doing comfortable business. I will continue to shoot film, and I imagine that a lot more photographers who are looking for a new challenge after using digital, because digital is now an established technology, it's no longer new. A lot of people have tried it. They may get a new camera that has more megapixels and things, but they're just looking for something that isn't instant, isn't safe. With film, you have to work a bit harder, and I think that's what some of these photographers are looking for. They're looking for something that isn't instantaneous gratification. So hopefully over the next few years, weeks and months, we will get some more people starting to shoot film, because I think film deserves to have at least a little bit longer in the limelight. Like I say, I think that both of them complement each other, so I'm biased. I love both. I'm one of those people who uses both on a regular basis. So I would be pleased to see film make a bit of a comeback. The other thing I've been doing is checking out the Life magazine archive, which is great for any photographer to have a look through. Life magazine was published between 1936 and 1972, and the magazine has been completely scanned by Google and is available to view online, so it's a brilliant resource. Just Google it to find it. That's about it. Until next time, bye bye.